MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Jaco Prinsloo. He's CEO of Sylvania Platinum. They are listed in London on the AIM board. Jaco, appreciate the early morning time. Recent Q2 results, I mean, a sustained performance in a tough price environment. And nothing you can do about price. What you can manage is production and costs. And you did get a little bit better pricing from your 4E basket. Are you profitable at current PGM prices? Notwithstanding, they're both platinum and palladium. And being under pressure.
Morning, Simon, and thanks for having us on your show. Yes, as you say, you know, it is a difficult PGM market at the moment, I think similar to our peers and, you know, also the majors in the company. Mm-hmm. But we are fortunate enough to be profitable at these levels. We are well positioned in that lower quartile to third of the PGM industry cost curve, you know, by nature of our operations that target historic tailings dumps and, you know, extracting PGMs from chrome tailings. So mm-hmm. we have that business model where we treat lower risk, lower cost surface material, you know, which is unique to our operation and give us that advantage of being in the lower end of the cost curve and therefore, you know, to maintain profitability in different price environment.
And you do generate strong cash and sitting on, I mean, I think it's no debt or a very, very small amount of debt with strong cash coming through.
Yes, yeah. Again, we've been very fortunate. We have, you know, six cash generative operations. There's been operation for our 17 years and we've mm-hmm. generated strong cash over the years. I think the benefit of that was we've been able to fund our growth aspirations, you know, growing from initial 15 to 30,000 ounces to, you know, we're targeting between 78 and 80,000 ounces this year. Mm-hmm. And we funded most of those operations out of cash. You know, I think the last time we had to raise cash in the market was about 2010, you know, and we've, we sit on about currently about $77 million cash balance on a mm-hmm. market cap of, you know, about 160. So a very fortunate position. But, you know, yeah, as I said, it is by nature of our low-risk cash-generative businesses. And I think over the years, we've also been very fortunate to be able to return then value. Besides growing the business and, mm-hmm. you know, investing in new opportunities, we've also been paying consistent dividends since 2018 and also, you know, significant share buybacks. So I think overall, a good allocation of our cash, to, balancing between growth and also returning to shareholders.
Yeah, and what that dividend sitting at just over 4%, chunky dividend yield in that regard. Yeah. How are you seeing cost pressures? I mean, inflation has certainly come down in the South African environment, but some of them perhaps less so. And I'm thinking maybe Eskom and the like. How's input cost pressures been on the operations?
Look, obviously, I think the major one for us, and I think in the mining industry, is probably the above inflation electricity cost increases. And that's probably the highest, you know, labor is always a pressure, you know, and taking the historical mining backdrop on labor mm-hmm. Is probably your next biggest one in terms of inflationary pressures. But again, we've been able and fortunate enough to maintain, you know, or manage that well. I think in this price environment is your unit cost important. And that's why, you know, we're so pleased with the production performance, which is increasing on our guidance because, you know, producing higher ounces at similar input cost means your unit costs reduce. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's how we try to mitigate those cost pressures.
Talk to me about the Thaba joint venture. This is going to be, first production will be chrome PGMs later in the year. This is new for you, obviously, and chrome important. We've seen a lot of the PGM guys start focusing a lot more on chrome. What are your timelines here? As I understand, these are imminently to go live.
Yes, yeah, I think Thaba is a very exciting project for us because it's the first project where we're going to get diversified chrome revenue. So from our current operations, although we produce significant chrome, it goes back to our host mines at a marginal cost, and we don't generate revenue from chrome. But the Thaba JV will give us that significant chrome revenue and, you know, offers you this lower risk co-production model where you diversify your risk. It's very rare that the chrome and PGMs are in a down cycle at the same time. And so that's significant for us. So the Thaba will increase our PGMs by production by about 9%, but it introduces about 200,000 tons a year of chrome. And that is material in that impact. So timelines wise, we actually the first run of mine commissioning has commenced this past week. You know, to crush. So we're building up stockpile ahead of our chrome plants. We are anticipating first chrome production, say in the next 2 weeks, and then probably in the 2 to 3 weeks thereafter, first PGM production. So yes, the production is imminent there. The project is on track as we expected, and and we're very excited about the benefits that it will add going forward.
Yeah, and again, funded out of free cash flows, no debt needed. We'll leave it there. Jaco Prinsloo, CEO of AIM-listed Sylvania Platinum, appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.